It's actually the anti-penultimate version of the product is the version which is released under an open source license. So if you imagine a string of versions, as each new version is really an approach where they have a core which is the open source product, or hostageware as some people have called it. What happens under Codascrow? Well, let me explain the history of Blender. Blender's a program that allows you to do those sorts of things, which is to say you can create 3D models and render them on your screen in the late 90s and was placed into administration. And part of the asset, that was one of the conditions of the subscription. The next model is the sale as a product, this is exactly the same product for free or for no extra cost other than downloading it from the source products as products. And the last model that I want to talk about is the services play. Continuing on from what I was saying about Red Hat, more modern or more enterprise server is that you get service and support as part of what you buy or you... Excellent. This is another product that I helped open source. As I understand it, or I am told true, it may be that it's the only product which has been open source. With the point I want to make here is that benefits can be non-monetary benefits when you're looking at this sort of commercialization. You can use open source to achieve a broader goal, and that still will fall within the context of commercialization. I think, and those outcomes you have to look at encompass more than just open source risks, tend to be closed source risks wearing different hats. A lot of the things that you encounter when you do a risk review of open source, they're actually the same risks that you would encounter under a closed source model. So to you to know that a couple of years ago the Senate was holdable, they have difficulty proving their own ownership. So IP ownership is a risk that's prevalent. Can you lose the ownership of your code? Well, as I mentioned, you're going to be losing that code. The same is not true of closed source licenses. There exist open source products that have crappy support, but the risk is still present in both cases. Similarly, for all of those things, and I'll skip through the others because it's really just a repetition of the heading, but the last, which does exist for closed source, and that's the risk that you might go to jail since infringements. I am glossing over some of the details there, but the fact of the matter is that they're prepared to try and extradite someone to the US over copyright violations. I've never known anybody who's been the subject of an audit, or even if you've done an internal, be a risk for the organisation, but it is still potentially. A risk to you. So that's an example of a risk which is not present for open source, which is present for closed source licensing. And the reason it's not present for open source is that distributing some open source software in breach of the licensing. Time for questions? Or? Thank you very much. I don't know. There's thing about ownership in a couple of contexts. The first was if I'm an acquirer of the product, license it under an open source license. And the reason for that is that an open source license doesn't require you to distribute the software. So if I license it to you and you don't give it to anybody, then I don't lose any control. It's not a necessary cost that you lose control. The other thing is that typically...
However, in saying all that, government...
...the department's website, those guidelines are still built around the principle of value. So in making procurement decisions, there are strategic considerations, there's the principle of value for money, there are broad obligations that are about protecting the security of the commons, protecting the security and integrity of your personal data and information, and all those things have to be taken on...
Kate,
open source software...
Part of our interest in using open source software is about
well-established principles in physics and biology that open systems are more...
What we're also interested in is improving interoperability.
And again, there is a greater likelihood of achieving time. It's probably easier to achieve interoperability by using open source solutions than it is by using proprietary solutions as they're presently designed, kept offering much more amenable to interoperability. There are tried and true ways, although I don't think the identities will learn from the qualitative metrics, but nonetheless there are tried and true ways to total cost of ownership analyses of proprietary software. That
risk management. Now, Brendan touched on...
Which takes you through the risks in some detail. It is your choice. There is an Australian risk management standard, an Australian New Zealand risk management standard, and again, that's part of the context. What we encourage agencies to do is to apply the Australian New Zealand risk management standard in developing a risk management approach to manage issues like these, and this is just a way of...
The legal context, Brendan again.